Well, brethren, good evening. So tonight's devotion is from a short passage from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. And it is indeed good for us to meditate upon the word of the Lord, to be encouraged as we come for a prayer meeting, to commit ourselves to the Lord, to pray for the word to go forth and to do his work. And we also want to focus even our time now on the word. And let me now read from the passage, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. So tonight's devotion is entitled, Brethren, Pray for Us, taken from the first verse. And as we look into the verses, let us consider that this year, Life PP Church will be 75 or is 75. And as we look to the Lord to renew our strength, have we thought of what commendation would we like to receive from our Lord when he returns? Would he commend us for our prayerfulness, for our faithfulness, for our obedience, for our devotion and endurance? Let us read from this passage how the Apostle Paul commended the Thessalonian church in both of his letters. We know from Acts chapter 17, verses 2 to 4, that Paul went to Thessalonica and he established the church there, as we read from verses from Acts 17 and verses 2 to 4. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, so in the synagogue, and three Sabbath days. So for 3 weeks, he reasoned with them out of the scriptures. And what did he debate and discuss with them? Opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. So he shared the gospel with them. And we read in verse 4, and some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and not just of the Jews, but also of the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. So both men and women, Jews and Greeks, in the church in Thessalonica came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So now as we turn to verse 1, we look at the power of prayer. And Paul beseeched the brethren in Thessalonica, finally, brethren, pray for us. Finally, he is referring really to concluding this second letter to the Thessalonians, where he encouraged them that despite their struggles and their sufferings, they should continue to look to the Lord. And he encouraged them to pray, not just for themselves, but also to pray for the mission work to carry on. And we know that Paul was a man of prayer. He often asked the brethren, the church, to pray for him. We read from Romans 15, verse 30. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Now, Paul was a talented man. He was well taught. He had the strong Jewish background and he was able to carry the word, but he did not rely on his own strength or on his own abilities, but he trusted in the Lord. And he constantly asked the brethren to pray. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 17 and 25, he asked the brethren in Thessalonica again, pray without ceasing. Brethren, pray for us. And here we read again in 2 Thessalonians how he asks the brethren to pray. And as we are reminded as well, that Jesus taught that men ought always to pray and not to faint, from Luke 18 verse 1, which is the parable of the persistent widow. And we know also that much prayer will give us much power. In the second part of verse 1, we read, what is Paul asking the Thessalonians to pray for? That the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified as it is with you. So he's asking for them to pray for God's promise to be fulfilled. And he recounts here that the word of the Lord may have free course is also from Psalm 147 verse 15, that God sendeth forth his commandment upon earth and his word runneth very swiftly. So Paul is again asking that the word of the Lord may go forth, that it may have free course to be announced to men to the salvation of their souls, and to be glorified, to be honored, to be received with great joy. And indeed, God has promised that his word will be free to perform its work. As we remember in Isaiah 55 and verse 11, God says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So Paul asks, firstly, that the Thessalonians pray with him, pray for them, that they may be able to share the gospel throughout Asia, and that the word of the Lord may be received with great joy and glory. Secondly, what did Paul ask the Thessalonians to pray for? To pray for deliverance from evil men. In verse 2, he says, we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. And so we know that they are not everyone welcomes the gospel, but there were those who wanted to hinder the work of the gospel. Even when Paul was on his missionary journeys, he faced challenges and he faced persecution from the very people he wanted to share the gospel with. And indeed, Paul highlights that the Thessalonians were unlike these men. They were the ones who received the gospel in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, from 1 Thessalonians 1:5. And not only that they were great examples to all the believers in Macedonia. Turning to verse 3, Paul writes, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. This is Paul's great confidence in God, that it is the Lord and not ourselves, not men, but the Lord will establish and guard us, the believers, from the evil one, from the devil. And we are also reminded that Jesus told Peter before he denied Christ in Luke chapter 22, verse 32, that I have prayed for thee, that it is the Lord who is the one who helps us. And he prays that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Now, we also have great confidence in the Lord, as what Paul writes in verse 4, touching you, touching the believers, even for us today, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. So again, the confidence is not in men, but rather the confidence that we have is placed in the Lord. And Paul is confident that the Thessalonians will follow his instructions in obeying God's word. And he is the one who has taught them and built up the church. And now he is confident that the Lord will complete that work. And as what Jesus told his disciples in John verse 15, chapter 15 and verse 14, that ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. So, brethren, as we read this, may we also have confidence in the Lord that he will help us to continue, to persevere, to do that which the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us. And finally, as we look at verse 5, we read Paul's benediction, a short prayer for the believers, for the brethren in Thessalonica. And in verse 5, we read, and the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. what a joyful benediction we have here, that Paul is the one who commends the Thessalonians to the love of God, and that knowing the love of God, we may also love God better and also to love one another, and into the patient waiting for Christ, to have endurance, to be patient, because even as they go through the struggles, they need to endure. They need to look to Christ, the one who has endured for us and suffered for us, even the death of the cross, to save us from our sins. And Paul encourages us here that we may look to Christ. And indeed, in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 12, we read, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." So, brethren, may this be an encouragement to us, even as we look into this passage, that it is Christ who is the one who has endured for us, and looking to him, we can also endure despite the challenges that we face in our lives. Thank you.